Mama turned her head and gazed across the meadow to the sea and the vast sky above it. There were no stars now, only the gray, pale sky with pinkness at its border. Soon they'll be safe, too. Anna Marie relaxed. She stroked her mother's hand and looked down at the discolored, swollen ankle. "Mama, what's this?" she asked suddenly, reaching into the grass at the foot of the steps. Mama looked. She gasped. "Oh, my God," she said. Anna Marie picked it up. She recognized it now, knew what it was. It was the packet that Peter had given to Mr. Rosen. "Mr. Rosen tripped on the step, remember? It must have fallen from his pocket. We'll have to save it and give it back to Peter." Anna Marie handed it to her mother. "Do you know what it is?" Her mother didn't answer. Her face was stricken. She looked at the path and down at her ankle. "It's important, isn't it, Mama? It was for Uncle Henrik. I remember Peter said it was very important. I heard him tell Mr. Rosen." Her mother tried to stand, but fell back against the steps with a groan. "My God," she murmured again. "It may all have been for nothing." Anna Marie took the packet from her mother's hand and stood. "I'll take it," she said. "I know the way, and it's almost light now. I can run like the wind." Mama spoke quickly, her voice tense. "Anna Marie, go into the house and get the small basket on the table. Quickly, quickly. Put an apple into it and some cheese. Put this packet underneath. Do you understand? Hurry." Anna Marie did instantly as she was told. The basket, the packet at the bottom. She covered it with a napkin, then some wrapped cheese, an apple. She glanced around the kitchen, saw some bread, and added that. The little basket was full. She took it to where her mother was. "You must run to the boat. If anyone should stop you..."
"Who would stop me?"
"Anna Marie, you understand how dangerous this is. If any soldiers see you, if they stop you, you must pretend to be nothing more than a little girl. A silly, empty-headed little girl taking lunch to a fisherman, a foolish uncle who forgot his bread and cheese."
"Mama, what is it in the bottom?"
But her mother still didn't answer the question. "Go," she said firmly. "Go right now. And run as fast as you can." Anna Marie kissed her mother quickly, grabbed the basket from her mother's lap, turned, and ran toward the path.